This is File 15, Cycle 4. Today's date is July 8th, 2019. This is Jean McMillan. I am interviewing Tess Marks, who is my youngest interviewee. She's going to talk about the program SOAR and the 17 different programs that she participated in. But first, we're going to start with a very difficult question. What is your name?
Tess Marks.
All right, Tess. What does the word SOAR mean? What do the letters mean?
Seek, originate, aim, reach.
I could not remember the reach. Mm-hmm. All right. And when did you start taking SOAR programs?
Like second or third grade.
All right. Do you enjoy them?
Yes.
How many have you taken?
Like 16 or 17.
And have you taken something all through the year?
Yeah, like fall and spring.
So you've done spring, fall, and winter?
Yeah.
And who teaches the classes?
A variety of different people. They bring in people from all over.
So they bring in experts for that? And about how many students in each class?
Like 10 to 12.
All right. And now we're going to go through and talk about the individual programs. And the first one that I have is Kids on Broadway.
Yeah.
What was that?
So that was a musical review.
And what do you mean by a musical review?
So we sang a bunch of songs from Broadway.
Yeah. A medley of songs. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the next one was Musical Milestones?
That was another musical review.
That was another review.
Yeah.
The Wizard of Oz.
That was a real play. Yeah.
And what part did you have?
I was like an apple tree, lollipop guild,
Were you a munchkin?
Yeah.
Munchkin, good. Then you did Cinderella.
Mm-hmm. And I was an evil stepsister.
Good. I like that. You had different directors for these.
Yeah.
Was Michael Berkeley one of the directors?
Yes.
Did he do a good job?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Then I have Imagine That.
That was a play that, I don't know, I think Michael might have came up with it or something. But it was really good. I was like the narrator / Tammy, sister.
And that was another play?
Yeah, that was another play.
All right. And then you said you did cooking.
Yeah.
Now, that wasn't at Salisbury Central. Where did you go for that?
We did that at the Congregational Church.
And what are some of the things that you made?
We made pies, we made pizza, we made cake, we made scones.
Did you do a whole meal?
Yeah.
Did you get to eat it after you made it?
Yes.
Was it a balanced meal?
Yes.
Good. All right. What was the model UN?
We learned about the UN, and we did a mock meeting.
Alrighty.
So we all got to be a country, and we did it on the Venezuela crisis.
Oh, good.
About that too.
And what country were you?
I was Peru.
Did you have to do any research for customs, costumes, anything like that?
We did some research on like how our country was involved in the Venezuela crisis.
Okay. And then came yoga.
Mm-hmm. We learned about the chakras, which are the energy sources in you.
And how do you spell the chakras? That I don't get.
S-H-A-K-A. S-H-A-K-R-A-S.
Okay. Good. And then you did something with henna. What is henna?
Yeah, henna is like a plant, but they turn it into a dye so that you can do designs on yourself, and it's like a 2 to 3 week like tattoo.
Okay.
And we blended the henna and designed our own henna designs, and then we did it.
Did you design your own
tattoo for your...
Yeah.
Okay. And what color is henna?
It's like brown.
Is it kind of a reddish brown?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Okay. And the lady that did that, was she Asian Indian?
Yeah, she was from India.
Okay.
And she learned how to do it there.
What came after that? What was
spin, I think.
Spin?
Yeah.
And what was that?
It's an exercise. It's like a stationary bike.
Okay.
And we also did, like, weights and...
Where did you do that?
At the Lakeville, like...
The studio?
Yeah, the Lake, okay. Studio Lakeville.
Which used to be the old fire house.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. What is Shark Tank?
So we pitched our own inventions to entrepreneurs,
mm-hmm.
and we actually like watched a couple episodes of Shark Tank to see how the people on Shark Tank did it,
mm-hmm.
and we learned about like how to balance money and profit.
Good.
Yeah.
Beginning economics.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you invent?
The lazy mama.
The what?
The lazy mama. So it like helped mothers walk around with their babies and start to walk.
Okay. And who were the judges?
There were a bunch from like of entrepreneurs from the town.
Okay.
John Higgins was one of them.
And the lady that runs the pet store.
Yeah.
Whose name I don't know, but I'll find out. Okay. What is stop motion?
We used clay and we made a story. And took a bunch of pictures and moved the clay each time to make a
like it was
story.
A stop action thing.
Yeah.
Oh, like the way they used to do the animation slides for Walt Disney.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty. And basics of sewing.
Yeah, that's how I got into sewing really. Now I do a lot of sewing, but we learned like basic stitches, mm-hmm. how to make pillows.
Okay. And where did you do that?
It was at school.
That was at school?
Yeah.
Did you learn how to use a sewing machine? Or was this all hand sewing?
No, it was hand sewing.
Oh. Yeah. Feather stitch. Mm-hmm. Yep. And food farming and fun. Where was that?
That was at the Hotchkiss farm.
Okay.
And we did it with Hotchkiss students. And we planted potatoes and like a bunch of... Like
carrots, beans,
yeah.
That sort of thing.
We got to see their pigs too.
And did I'm assuming you did that in the spring?
Yeah.
And did you go back and harvest in the?
Yeah.
All good. So you do get your vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excellent. All right. And then you did an art and science course.
Yeah, we blended the art and science, and so we investigated things under a microscope, and then we watercolored them,
mm-hmm.
the pictures.
That's what you do when you're doing biology and you dissect something and then you have to do a picture of it.
Yeah.
I like the dissection. I didn't do well on the pictures, so. Though. Okay. And the one that I'm the most familiar with was the Connecticut History Day contest.
Yeah.
Now, tell me about that one.
So, me and my friend did one about Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton. And, we made a voting booth
mm-hmm.
for it, and it was really fun. And the SOAR class helped us like collaborate with teachers, and they taught us the rules too.
Okay.
And,
really with your voting booth, you actually had people vote, didn't you?
Yeah.
Which was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Now you went off to the Tarrington District contest.
Regional.
In March, I think.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was really fun to see everybody else's projects.
Were you pleased with how your project matched up?
Yeah.
Do you think you might do it again next year?
Oh, totally, yeah.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. And what's the makerspace? Tell me about that one.
That's an in-school activity, and it's you do engineering things and, like, you build a catapult, like a mini catapult, to launch like a ball into a basketball hoop.
Mm-hmm.
You play with Legos, like a bunch of fun engineering.
And by engineering, you're using math and science in order to make the proper projection or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Is there anything that you'd like to add to this about the SOAR program?
I don't know. I think I just like how there's a bunch of different classes, so anybody can take any classes. Like, it doesn't matter what you like or anything, they have something of everything.
So you have a little taste of everything.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Tess.
Thank you.